Kepha Shenai, 2 Peter 2:1. But there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying Yahuwah that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many should be deceived and follow after their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth should be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. For if Yah spare not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to Sheol, and delivered them into chains of this darkness, to be watched until the judgment of anguish, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the wicked, and turning the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live in wickedness, and delivered Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the Torahless. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their Torahless deeds. Yahuwah knows how to deliver his conceited saints out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not really an accusation against them before Yahuwah. But these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, spoil themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, but guile and unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, finding the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the ways of unrighteousness, which is death, was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the man's so-called prophet. These are whales that are water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever around you. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh. Through much wantonness, those that were as clean escape from them who live in error. Read it again for them. Again, please. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of Adonai and the Savior who shall Mashiach, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow, the pig that was washed over what? While they're in the muck and mire.